Blog Talk Radio.
Live Insights Radio presents Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. Siege is a Wicca high priest, spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, and crystal ball reader. To talk with Siege, call in at 646-595-3440. And now, let's step together through the looking glass.
Hello, everybody out there. This is Reverend Gary C. Heron, also known as Siege, and you're listening to Through the Looking Glass. In the next hour, we're going to do some popcorn readings. I'll be doing some crystal gazing and looking into the crystal ball. And when you call in, please just keep your questions simple, maybe one question, please, and so we can get all the callers in. And, you know, just keep your questions simple. I will try to look into the ball and see what I can see in there, okay? You might want to get a pencil and paper because I say some off-the-wall things, and it might be, you know, you might poo-poo it away, but don't. Jot it down anyway, because in the weeks to come, you may say, you know, hey, that Siege, he said something about a horse, and there's a horse coming into my life, things like that. So you want to just make a little notes for yourself. I'm joined tonight by my co-host and producer of the show, Iggy Garcia. Are you there, Iggy?
Hey, how's it going, Gary? Good to hear from you. Good to always be here on air with you.
Thank you. Same here. I enjoy your company, and we're going to get into some really good topics tonight on the show, and we also do some calls. And we got anything lined up right away?
We have a couple callers online.
Okay, cool.
At the moment. Just hang in there, guys. All right. Would you like to take a caller now, or?
Sure, yeah. Let me jump right into it, and then
okay.
We can talk a little bit.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Looking forward to this. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege. Who am I talking to? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. This is Siege.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Who am I talking to?
Stacy.
Stacy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Stacy, where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
From Florida? Okay,
yep.
Nice to hear from you tonight. Good weather down in Florida, I see.
Yeah, very hot, though.
Yeah. Stay in the shade, drink all sorts of cool beverages down there. I know they got them.
Yeah.
Well, what's your question tonight, Stacy? How can I help you?
My question is, I wanted you to see what you see for the job I'm presently in right now.
Okay. Give me a moment to get into trance here a little bit, take a couple deep breaths, and we'll see what the ball has to say about that. Well, Stacy, as I look down deep into the ball, I see some activity a little ways away where you may get that like a bonus, or you may even change jobs. What's in the forefront is almost like there's a fire going on there. There's a lot of conflict, a lot of things. You're rushing around doing a lot of different things. But way in the background, there's some like hope. There's a bright light way down deep in the ball, and it's got lots of color in it. And that tells me that you're either going to get a surprise at work, or you may even change jobs, and it's going to be something you'll like a lot better.
Okay.
Other than that, there's no obstructions in the ball whatsoever. It's crystal clear all the way down deep into the ball. Out ahead of you, it's just normal day-to-day stuff, nothing really to write home about, no big dramas or anything like that. It's you just going through the channels of life and doing the best you can, you know, with the things that the Creator gives you to work with. You understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. For now, with this job, is there conflict going on? Is there kind of like drama, arguments, confusion?
I just started. It's like I'm going into my third week, but it's no organization, and I just don't know how to peg it. It's like I'm in the desert all by myself.
I see. Well, realize, I think what I'm seeing in the middle of the ball with this fire thing kind of going on, this confusion, is a person sitting there kind of looking up into the sky like, what am I doing here kind of thing. And I think he's kind of like looking towards that glow, that color that I told you about way down deep in the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you're contemplating, like, what am I doing here and where do I really want to go? And this may be just a stopping off place for you at this time.
Okay.
So don't put a lot of stock into it. Do your job. Do the best you can. Collect the money. But keep your sights high. Okay? There's something coming for you down the road a little ways. It's not too far away. I'm going to go out on a limb here and I say before the end of the year.
Okay?
All right. And when you see it, it's going to be a big surprise. Lots of color. But just keep on for right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Stacy. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Hey, that was a nice call.
Yeah.
So what have you been into, Iggy?
Let's see. Well, doing the work I do. And I've actually been kind of hosting, and my daughter's in town and my granddaughter's in town.
Oh, wow.
So we've been
kind of
doing some activities with her.
Yeah.
It's exciting. My little drum grandbaby.
Playing with the kids,
she loves to drum with me. Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's exciting.
You're very fortunate
today
to have
we went to this
family like that.
Oh, yeah. It's a blessing. Definitely a huge blessing. We went to the zoo today. Free because of my son's in the military. He's in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
And so my daughter has her ID, and he's on duty, but you know, they were honoring the troops and their families, so
excellent.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds
And we
cool.
went to the zoo today.
Huh. Excellent. It sounds like a fun day.
Yeah. I call it the prison. I call it the prison.
The zoo is prison, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, they don't know any better. I mean, the animals, but we do.
Yes, we do. As a human race, it's a difficult thing because you want to preserve nature from man just overrunning, you know, the animal kingdom. But at the same time, you hate to see them all incarcerated, so to speak. You know, I know for the most part they're all well taken care of, but it's just kind of hard to take some time going to the zoo, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm mixed about it. I used to be a little kid. I was one of those little kids who would cry when I'd see the animals in the cages and inside the gorillas, especially the gorillas and the monkeys. That really bothered me the most because, you know, they're pretty close to us. And to see them behind that glass sometimes.
You can see the expressions and the emotions on their faces, can't you?
Yeah, you can. And, you know, I know how I would feel if I couldn't go any further than where I'm at in that space, you know.
Right.
I wonder if they think about the things we think. They dream like we dream, and they think about, you know, freedom and stuff. I was always curious about stuff like that as a kid.
Yeah, I really do. And my work is, you know, shaman witch or whatever. You know, it's like I connect with the thoughts of the animals from time to time. And they may be more cruder, a little bit more primitive to us, but basically their communication is just about the same. They worry about their cubs. They're concerned about where's my next meal coming from. They're concerned of why does this human treat me like this. So, you know, that's something to take in consideration with all animals. We can tune in and they have feelings. And I think we don't give animals enough credit. I think we think of them as dumb and, you know, workhorses and stuff like that. And it's so far from the truth,
right.
It's not even funny.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
So, we
definitely,
wish them
definitely.
Well. Wish all the animals of the world well, that they all be fed. And
I mean, that's,
well.
That's why I go. You know, I go down there and I just represent and say my prayers and acknowledge them and remember them. And I know some are endangered and they don't have really anywhere else to go where they would survive probably. So, I mean, it's you know, it's a double-edged sword.
It
helpful on one end and then completely on the other avenue. It's just, you know, you wonder, you know.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Okay. Well, we got another caller.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. I'm ready. Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is Through the Looking Glass. I'm Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Siege. This is Joanna from Florida.
Hi, Joanna. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm very excited. I've never had a reading like this before.
Well, this is just a little taste of what I do, you know, as a practice. I also read tarot cards, and this is just a taste to give people an idea of what I do and ask a question. And let's see if it comes out, you know, and I really hope it does. You know, I try to be authentic as possible. I'm not trying to BS anybody. This is
right.
What I see in the ball at this time. So, you know, it's like you're helping me, and I'm trying to help you at the same time. You're giving me practice, and I'm trying to give you some decent information.
Right. I'm very excited. My question was, I wondered what you saw from my relationship.
Okay. Just a moment, Joanna. Let me get a breath here and get in a trance a little bit. Okay, Joanna, it's clearing out ahead of you. It looks like it's been complicated. Is that correct?
Yes, very.
Yeah, there's almost like a split, a divide coming here for you very, very soon. You're almost into it right now. And what's out ahead of you is crystal clear. What's behind
okay.
you is all like inclusions, fogginess in the ball, conflicts, just stuff. A lot of stuff,
yes.
A lot of drama. And what's out ahead of you is a smoothing out period. And it's going to continue for a little while, but you're going to get two choices. You're going to get a couple different directions that you might want to go. Beyond that, everything's clear, but I see two paths, one up and one down. And the
okay.
one down, I think it's too scattered. If I were I would take the upper path of the two. When these choices come at you, they'll come, one and then the other, okay? The first
okay.
one is the better path. For you, okay, because it leads a straight line. The other one is kind of, it starts out good, but it kind of, you know, just.
Right.
Yeah, it's a mess again. I think it would
okay.
lead you back into more drama and conflict. So when this first choice comes along, I'd say grab that and go for that. Go for the high road.
Okay.
Remember that. Go for the high road. Okay.
Yes.
I do see some celebrations coming up for you soon, summer months and, things like that, some joy, and that spearheads you. That gives you a little confidence to get on ahead with life, okay?
Right.
And to confront these challenges or these choices that are coming at you. Now, like I said, beyond that, everything is crystal clear. I don't see any obstructions or anything for you, nothing dark, okay? The world's
okay.
your oyster. You can go anywhere you want to go, but you're going to get a couple choices that are coming up, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening, and thank you again for your time, and thank you and bless you.
Oh, bless you too, Joanna. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Nice lady.
Yeah, I like first-time callers. That's always pretty cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's really exciting for me to talk to people out there, okay, and let them know a little
mm-hmm.
bit about what I do and you know, lead them to my website, which is www.shamanwitch.com. Contact me there. All my contact information is there. If you would like a reading, I do telephone readings, Skype, in-person readings. And, you know, I'm here to serve the community. And please, you know, look me up and check out my website and contact me if you'd like to some questions answered and you'd like to have a full reading.
That's awesome. And for those of you who are listening to the show, the call-in number is 646-595-3440. Give us a call.
Okay. Well, I've been doing a lot of artwork lately, Iggy. I've been doing some trance work. When I do my artwork, I paint, I draw, I do wood burning, just a variety of different things. And most of my work is pretty abstract. It's pretty wild. And that's just the kind of...
Mm-hmm.
You know, medium that I like to work with. You know, I work with oils and pastels, just anything I get my hands on. And I make walking sticks of all different kinds, abstracts, and it's just kind of letting myself out to the world, what's going on inside me. And as I look at a lot of my work, I said, man, I'm pretty complex. Some of the stuff that I put out, it's like I don't know where it comes from, but it comes from deep inside me. You know?
Right.
Do you paint or draw or anything, Iggy?
You know, I do. I just haven't. I don't know. I've been kind of doing my medicine bags and I'm making drumsticks, powwow sticks right now.
Oh, great.
I've been working on those. Those have been my projects. So there's some cool things coming down the line on my
yeah.
end.
I've never
Pretty
tried
exciting.
To make, you know, other than just my normal stuff, and I only carry two or three tools with me, but I've never tried to make a rattle or anything like that. I'll have to venture down that road one of these days.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Sounds great. Okay, we got another caller?
Are you ready? Yeah, you ready? Here we go.
Yes, I am. Send her on through. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Tanika.
Tanika?
Tanika.
Okay. I got you there. Where are you from, Tanika?
Tanika with a T like Tom.
Okay.
And I'm calling from New York.
All right. What's your question tonight?
I just have a question. What do you see for me for love life as far as marriage and children in the future for me?
Okay. Hang on one second. Let me get a breath here, get in a trance, and I'll see what I see in the ball. Well, Danica, I see that you, everything is kind of going along. You got a lot of different lessons to learn through the days past and the days to come. Just normal wear and tear on your life a little bit. As far as a marriage partner, there are suitors coming along the way for you. Some of them are in earnest, okay? They're very honest about wanting to be with you, and they're almost, I see a female figure, and I'm going to say this is you. It's the center of the ball, and there's several men on their knees proposing to you, okay? Some are more sincere than others, and you're going to have to choose wisely, okay? If you want a mate, you want children or whatever, you're going to have to make yourself the center of attention, and that's not an ego thing. That's just, this is who I am. This is what I want in my life. Okay, and you will see the opportunities come to you to have children, to have mates and whatever. Okay, but you've got to get yourself to the point in your life where you're saying, you know, I'm ready. You have to allow it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to really consciously allow it. I'm going to allow men to ask me, you know, out for dates or whatever. I'm going to allow children to come into my life in any form. You know, hey, you know, just visiting a nursery or something like that, we'll get you all charged up if you're really into kids. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you make yourself the center of attention there, but it's not an ego thing. It's just that I've come into womanhood here, and it's like I'm ready. I'm going to consciously allow things to come to me. Now, don't let other things get in your way of that. That's always in your back, in the background of your mind. But there is going to be conflicts of, you know, money here, you know, juggling finances or home or wherever, you know, whatever's going on in your life, okay? But don't let them become so much of a distraction, so much of a hamster wheel, okay, that you forget about your goal. And that's to have a relationship, have children, whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm looking out ahead of you, and I'm seeing you talking to maybe a couple different employers. They're looking at you for your services. You might want to keep an eye for that. It's nothing definite, but I see people talking to you, and it's apart from the question that you asked. This is something different, okay? But it's coming up too, and that's why they're telling me to, you know, make sure you keep focused in the back of your mind on this family situation rather than allowing life to take you away. You understand? Through a job or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing there, Danica.
Okay. Do you see anything about me moving?
There's a possibility that may be what they're talking about, that person you're talking to, because it is a business person, okay? But I don't see a house or anything like that. I see you having a conversation.
Okay.
And it's an important conversation, okay? But I don't see any, like, a move or anything like that as yet. So it may be too much in the infant stage. You may be going to start talking to people about it, and then we'll see later on.
So you're seeing
not giving me anything right now.
So you're seeing several suitors and possible children.
Right, right. Yeah, you're going to have more than one, and one is more sincere than the other.
And do I know any of them yet?
They're around you. They're looking at you. They're around you.
So I know these people already?
They're around you already, yeah.
Are one of them named Nick?
He's if it's one I'm thinking of, he's the closest to you. He's looking up at you. He's kind of like on bended knee and he's looking up. But there's another one right behind you and he's doing the same thing.
There's two men that I sort of like. One I've known longer. One's by the name of Nick. His date of birth is 6/11/83, and then one, but I haven't heard from Nick since August 2014. And one is Matt, who I talk to every now and then so
right.
often.
One is more pronounced than the other, okay, but there's like one on each side of you, okay? So that's why I say, you know, you're the one that you're working on, okay? Don't work on them. You're working on you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hope I helped you there, Anika.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right. You have a good evening, and thank you for calling in.
Relationships.
Yes. They are complicated sometimes. I go through my little things with my wife. I'm sure other men and women, you know, go through things with their spouses and stuff. So it's just, that's life, and you try to get along as best you can, and take life, you know, with a smile.
I agree
we're all
with
on
that.
Stage here. Each of us plays a part.
That's right. All right, let's take a really quick break, and we'll come right back, okay?
Hey, that sounds great.
Let's do that.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to With Insights Radio through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege, Reverend Gary C. Heron. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. And if the call you want to call in and get a free reading from Gary, please call 646-595-3440, 646-595-3440. Just keep your question to one, and we can move along. If you want an in-depth reading, you can always get a hold of Gary at shamanwitch.com, and he'd be glad to set up an appointment and time with you. And welcome back to the show, Gary.
Hey, thank you, Biggie. I appreciate it. Having a lot of fun tonight, enjoying the callers that are calling in and their questions. I try to practice as much as I can. The divination is called scrying, crystal gazing, but you can scry in a lot of different things. You can scry in the clouds or the tree limbs or whatever, and I practice quite
right.
a bit and try to stay up to par as far as my readings go.
And that's important, you know, because the work we do is always evolving, always changing, and you know, we just have to keep up with it. It's like a good athlete, right? They have to keep practicing, keep working in order to hone their skill.
It's an ancient art, but then again, it goes through its revivals. And, I'm kind of like trying to revive the skill, if you will, the craft of crystal gazing. And, keep that history alive a little bit. If I can contribute to the long history of that, then, hey, all the much better, you know. And once again, you know, I'm here to try to help people. I don't bullshit people. I see what I see at the given time. And, you know, sometimes things, you know, I'll throw some negatives out there, sometimes positives. So, you know, it's like I've tried to be authentic as possible in my work.
Absolutely.
That kind of gives credence to the craft, too, you know, and any kind of, you know, whether you're a shaman or, you know, any kind of a healer or whatever, you know, when you're trying to really heal people, deliberately, you know, and hone your craft and everything, that gives you a lot of clout with your clients and the world, you know.
Yeah, I always remember the old movies where the crystal ball and the gypsy woman sitting behind it, you know, kind of like the old movies where she's reading into it. I always remember the. Do you remember the movie Big with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that when he puts a coin inside the amusement park machine where it gives him a wish and he wanted to grow up. And I just remember
right.
things like that.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, I remember that storyline. Now that was funny. That was funny.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go way back to the Wolfman and the Gypsy fortune teller there reading a crystal ball.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. That's true.
I think she's what got me inspired in the first place, to be perfectly honest with you, a long time ago. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not an actor, you know. Sometimes I have fun,
sure.
you know, I'll throw on a crazy hat or something, but I've been really wanting to put on the Gypsy band, you know, babushka, you know, and a big earring and everything, and make my face up and go out to some of these festivals for a day. You know, I really should do that.
Well, sometimes you can channel that type of energy too. You can bring it in and take a whole different route.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Here, once again, you know, we're all actors and we're all playing a part. You know, you can play an actor at any time in your given life. You know, you go to work every
this
day and you say, "Hey, Iggy, what do you do?" "Oh, I'm an accountant." Well. Are you an accountant or are you acting like an accountant? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You can act like, you know, I don't know anything very much about cars, but I can act like a mechanic for a while.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. Or a carpenter or...
Exactly, yeah.
Totally
right.
Get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
That's
we got
true.
Some more cars out there?
Yes, we do, sir. Here we go.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Donna from San Diego.
I'm sorry, honey. You're breaking up a little bit. Say it again.
Oh, okay. My name's Donna from San Diego.
Okay, Donna. Where are you from?
Yeah, San Diego.
San Diego. Wow. You guys have had a hell of a heat wave out there.
I know. It did get pretty warm all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That's okay. Yeah.
I'm glad you're okay. So what's your question
tonight,
Donna?
You know, I don't really have. Can I just see what is coming through? Maybe possible future coming up here. Just see anything. Anything's good.
All right. Let me take a couple breaths here. Turn in the ball. Well, Donna, what I'm seeing here is. A big massive color coming for you, like a big surprise coming up here, a big event coming up straight ahead of you. It's going to be kind of a little bizarre, almost like a costume type party or a pool party, things along that line. I'm seeing a lot of blue, like almost like a swimming pool kind of thing, and I'm seeing lots of color. And it might be like a festival kind of thing. Pardon me?
Okay. I said, cool.
And it's like kind of crazy, you know, it's not bad crazy, but it's like the higher vibrations coming off of that are like a lot of confusion, a lot of action, running around, having fun, those kinds of things. Don't get swept away in that, okay? You don't want to go in that route all the time, okay? But it's fun to sort of let loose every once in a while. Now, what's below that this big event, okay? It's pretty crystal clear. It's all, there's not much going on. It's just sort of flowing with life, okay? It's just easy peasy kind of thing. And I think, you know, one of the messages is this, is have fun, but be mature and conscious at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's good to go out and sow your oats, so to speak, but it's also good to, you're a businesswoman or you're a responsible woman. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you have to sort of remember that, okay, at the same time.
Yes. That's a good message. Yeah, well, good.
Now, I'm looking ahead here a little bit, and I don't see any obstructions whatsoever. There's a big exclamation point way into the future there, and it's almost like I got a feeling. I want to tell you that at some point within the next 2 years, you're going to have a big exclamation point come up, like it's like a shock, a surprise. Look up exclamation point in the dictionary and see all the connotations about that.
Okay.
It's almost like a surprise, exclamation, wow, boom, things like that. But that's ways away. I'd say probably within years.
Yeah, that could go in any direction, huh?
And there's nothing around it but just this exclamation point. So it's almost like maybe a change of life, change of transformation or something along those lines.
Yeah, well, that'd be cool. All right.
Might be a spiritual awakening or something like
yeah.
that, or revelation in your life, that kind of thing.
Okay, that would be wonderful. Okay,
yeah,
great.
So,
well, sounds positive.
Yeah, jot that down and file that in your memory, but that's a ways away. I focus more on this, walking the middle road here, what I was talking about with the high life and also the responsibility.
Be more balanced and that type of thing.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Great. You have a nice evening, and thank you. Nice lady from San Diego.
Yeah, you got a lot of
I'm glad we got callers.
Warm weather folks calling. Yeah. This week is probably kind of a weird week because the holiday falls kind of so close to the weekend, because 4th of July is what, just a few days away?
Yeah, it's Tuesday, and nobody knows what to do with Monday.
Yeah, because a lot of people are off, and some people are already on long 4-day holiday breaks and stuff, which actually turns into what, 4 days?
Yeah, 4 days.
So some people do
have to work on Monday,
Mm-hmm.
And then,
always working.
Yeah. Most people try to hedge for, if they got vacation days, they try to hedge for a 4-day weekend. But if you ain't got the days, you may have to work on Monday and then take another day off on Tuesday, which is kind of crazy, but whatever. It's time off is time off with pay,
Sure. Sure. As long as you can pay your bills and you get a little bit of something, it helps.
Absolutely.
Well, we don't have any callers on queue at the moment, so
Okay. Just
to let you know, when someone comes on, I'll let you know that we do.
Okay.
But let's just keep the conversation.
We can chat for a little bit here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
we can go any direction you want now.
I know you're terraforming in your backyard there. How's that working out?
Well, pretty good. I actually, everything kind of exploded this last couple of days because I make natural fertilizer. I make it out of worm casings and fish resin. And then what I do is I make a compost tea for my plants. And before any shower that comes, before it rains or it's going to be raining the next day or two, what I do is I put it into the ground, and then the plants absorb it, and then the rain will help push it down into the soil.
Right.
And then a few days later, these things just go crazy. Just like my tomato plants are shooting up, and my zucchini has gone wild, and my pumpkins are starting to go nuts.
Huh.
And I kind of mix everything in together. I don't like to monoculture them, put them into like little rows of this. I like to mix them all up so they all kind of get encased into kind of like it would be out in the wild. So the insects won't feast on certain animal on certain things.
That's
and that's
true.
The big thing about permaculture. Permaculture teaches you how to create food guilds where you put certain variety of plants to grow with certain plants to keep away certain pests or to move pests into another area. I use a lot of wormwood when I'm growing my garden because wormwood is actually a natural insecticide type, keeps the Japanese beetles away.
Hmm.
They land on there, they eat a couple bites, and they just fly away. They don't like it at all.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, Japanese beetles, I remember those from when I was a kid. They were really thick, and we just had a heck of a time with those.
The cool thing about the wormwood, it grows so big and so fast once it starts to grow. You can actually make sage sticks, a bundle, smudge sticks out of them. You can actually cut them down, and then you can wrap them up. Yeah, it burns really nice. Has a nice fragrance. It's beautiful.
Yeah, are you using the bark, the wood, or the root, or all of it?
I use the plant because it's more of a vegetative, and then when it dries really well. I got all the sticks are hanging down here in my basement in my studio. There's got to be like 40 of them here, and then it smells really good. Wormwood is actually a bitters, what they use in absinthe
mm-hmm.
to make. They make that it's a liqueur that you would take after you would had a meal when you were done. It helps to kill parasites and bugs in your system, and that's what it's for. It's actual tonic for the liver as well, but you have to be careful how much you take because it can also hurt you.
I would say,
to take a couple leaves and chew on them, once a month or so. just to move the system, my system a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, it's really good. It's good
have
stuff.
Have you ever,
good.
Let me go out on a limb here, and I'll say something really strange. I'm just kind of curious. I have been in the practice when I visit a new land, I always take a piece of dirt from their land and eat it. Have you ever done that practice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know why that? You know why that's good to do? Especially if you're going to...
It's connection, first of all.
Yes, it's connection, absolute connection. Number two, anytime you travel 150 miles from your home, your floor is affected. So, for example, you went 150 miles and you grab some soil and connect with it, you're actually inducing probiotics into your system for that region. So when you're eating that, you know, and so what happens is it calibrates you for a short period of time. It keeps you in rhythm with the land and the earth so you don't get sick. That's what I do, but I do it the other way. If it's not dirt, it's worms. I'll eat worms from those regions.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen your worm videos. They're pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I do that every spring, you know, just to kind of get my...
That's why I was passing the A1 sauce, you know. Here, put a little out on there.
It doesn't taste like anything. You just go, it's like spaghetti, and it's down. But it's good for you. It's good for your system.
Yeah, it's all protein.
That's right. All the shamans do things. All kinds of weird stuff.
I mean, the worm itself, you know, let's face it, you know, that you were talking the other day about burrowing animals, and there's one.
Yeah.
I would say
that burrowing animals
could push their way through the soil that's all compacted and everything. That's pretty strong medicine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're asexual, too, so worms can actually reproduce in themselves, you know.
Okay.
They can kind of do, so that's a pretty cool thing, too, you know.
Right.
They're male and female all at once.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. I have to look into that more.
It's very, 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 very powerful medicine, the worm medicine.
Uh-huh.
Very powerful. It helps. It's in conjunction, the co-creator with Mother Earth to, you know, decompose everything, bring things down.
Yeah. You know, I have an affinity for turkey vulture and any kind of vulture.
Okay.
That's strong medicine too. But if you really, you know, at first glance, you look at the bird and you go, "Oh man, what a disgusting bird!" But it's very strong medicine. You know, vulture cleans up all the messes, you know, out there in the world, all the carrion, you know, the roadkill, everything. And if they can digest stuff like that, that's powerful medicine.
Well, you know, the condor is the same way in Peru, in my country, or in California.
Right.
They do that as well. I call it the magic guano ride.
That's about it. Isn't it
just
they poop on their wings in order to give them lift? It dries out the feathers and gives them lift when they're in the air?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
You might have stumped me on something.
Do that here, but I didn't know about the condor.
Okay. No,
yeah.
I've never heard that.
Sit on one another, and their wings, you know, they'll spread their wings so it dries in the sun, and it gives them, when they get up in the sky, it gives them lift. And that's when you can see them soaring around there, so beautiful and graceful. That's what's happening there.
I know the condors in Peru will actually open up their wings to dry them after they've slept at night. They'll actually open them up and just kind of do like a dance. I've never seen them jump on each other and do that. They may do that, but I know they dry their wings for sure.
Yeah, they get that dew out of there. It's just heavy. That's just excess water. They don't need the air. Drier the better, I would imagine.
A big
like
bird.
a biplane, you know, airplane. You know, you have to have dry wings in order for it to get the lift, you know.
This is true. Well, I know that buzzards and animals of that sort can live a very long time. I met a friend of mine. Oh, actually, a friend of mine told me years ago that some kids had found a buzzard in a barn.
Huh?
And they actually go into this catatonic state. If they don't make it south, they'll go and roost in a barn somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And they brought him out. Look, we found this dead buzzard. And it wasn't dead. It was in its, you know, kind of incubation type hibernation. Yeah. And the guy said, put him back. You know, he'll wake up. And he said that some of these buzzards out in Missouri in those areas, some of those have been, they're so old, so big that they've actually were around during the Civil War.
Oh,
he told me that. And I'm like, really? They live that long? He goes, they live forever.
Huh.
As long as they don't get killed. But they can live a long, life. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You know, with the things they've eaten.
I've heard of, animals like elephants living 60 years, 80 years and stuff,
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought of a vulture or whatever, living that long.
Yeah, 200-some years, 300 years. That's a long time for a bird to live.
It is,
But I guess
and going back to what we were talking about animals and stuff, it's like we want to call these dumb animals, and it's like, gee, we used to live that long, too, at one time. What happened there?
Yeah, this is
true. Now everybody's sort of dropping over when they hit 50.
Yeah, and that's crazy. I'm 50. I don't want to drop over. I feel great. But I know what you mean. Modern science is finding ways to keep us alive because we live such a sedentary life. We don't hunt and gather like we used to. Now we go and buy.
We really don't have the
shop
strength we used to. I know that.
No, absolutely not. We're not as strong as we used to be. In order to survive, we don't have
figure,
that. I watched
an interesting show the other night. It's a warrior against warrior kind of thing, and they pitted a Roman Spartan, a gladiator, against an Apache warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and lo and behold, the Apache warrior won. But they're both strong. You got to give them both credit. They're both powerful beings of their time period or whatever. But the Apache warrior won.
Wow.
So that tells
That's
me they have some strong individuals.
Sure. I mean, but the problem, the only thing that's wrong with our physical bodies is that we don't lose those chemicals that we've inherited from our ancestors. So we're actually going, when we have stress and we have all these issues that happen to us, we still have that flight mechanism. Those chemicals kick in, and then our body doesn't know what to do with it. Our body doesn't know how to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So there are some gifts we have and some gifts we can't get rid of.
Some stuff that we've ignored as a society. Our big thing again exercise is to go to the gym and get on the bike for 30 minutes. Whatever happens to, walking, hiking, whatever, building a house by hand, anything. You had to really think, your grandfathers, your ancestors did everything by hand. They had to have some massive arm muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that,
Absolutely.
Is all in the DNA. It's there for us to use. But I think there's a certain amount going on in the world today, and I'm only talking specifically physical, but it's going on in other ways too. It's coming, especially mental. When you look at society and everybody's looking at the palm of their hand, it just happens to have a phone in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
when there's so much to observe and witness that's going on in the world, we're kind of, it's almost like self-sabotage a little bit. And I kind of wonder why we're going in that direction. Is it so that we fall so hard that the only way back up is up?
I don't know. It really kind of scares me a little bit to know where humanity is going. I'm not saying humanity is in jeopardy per se, but we're in an evolution of sorts. We're in a flux and change where we don't necessarily use our bodies like we used to, but we use our minds in a different capacity now.
Right.
I was at the zoo and just watching everybody on their phones. I mean, taking pictures, talking, sharing. It's just people walking past you with their head down. I mean, they know where they're going. Trust me. They know that they have like this new vision, where they can see phone and see you.
Yeah, double vision.
It's weird. It's like, we're almost getting to the point where we're having like telepathic conversations with people, but we're not really telepathic. We're using the instruments of the phone, but it's kind of like telepathy in sorts.
Yeah,
when we're talking to someone.
To it someday.
I find it really fascinating because, we did have there is telepathy. It does exist. We do use. We just don't use it like we used to. We have forgotten how to use it.
Yeah.
And I think
I think
that's why we're intrigued.
Deliberately and consciously.
Yeah. I think that's why kids, or especially kids, are intrigued by texting instead of talking on the phone, because it's like an association with words and a language and a communication on a different, completely different level, because you have to know and decipher what's emotionally being written there, just let alone what's written.
Right.
It's fascinating. But and then the language
higher,
is changing.
You know, some kind of a concentration that going on there, that's for sure. I'm hoping that it's not all mindless stuff, you know.
Yeah, and it's shorthand, too. If you think about it, the shorthand's evolved, a type of shorthand, you know, with the emojis and the acronyms that they use.
Yeah.
Now the kids, you know, BRB,
so is your life
be right
an abbreviation?
Back, LOL. What's
yeah,
that?
LOL.
Yeah. LOL, yeah, and that's laughing out loud, you know. So it's like, it's funny, you know.
That's what cracks me
I
up
find
when you think it's an abbreviation. We're all abbreviated anymore.
And, you know, sometimes I have to ask, what does that mean? Oh, you don't know what that means? It means this. You made me spell it out? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Sorry about your luck. You know, get used to disappointment because I'm probably going to say more, too. I don't understand everything,
yeah, just,
you know, be right back, you know, BRB, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand a lot of that stuff. So I just, you know, as it comes, I'll
mm-hmm.
collect that knowledge. It's just not a high
yeah,
point in
I mean,
my life. I'm more into nature and the birds and painting and
sure.
fixing up this old big old house that I live in and, you know, and just enjoying the
sure.
summer. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. I totally understand. I just know that humanity is changing. Always is. It's nothing new that I'm talking about.
Right.
We're always coming into some type of evolution, some type of change, some type of, you know, discovery of ourselves. Technology, you know, it has really turned into either a plus or a minus, in whoever size you ask, you know.
Right. It's amazing. I've heard this many times on the television show Ancient Aliens, but they've talked about how technology has leaped in the last 200 years. I mean, literally leaped.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how did that come about? And what's the next 200
right.
years be like, the next two generations? And it's like, holy smokes, you know, we're going to be actually visiting Alpha Centauri or someplace.
Sure.
You know, if
I believe that. I mean,
technology and some of the things, you know, off of Star Trek that we've been talking about, and let's face it,
mm-hmm.
life imitates art for the most part. We're
yes.
going to be seeing stuff like that.
I think so, and I think we'll see some things here in the near future. I mean, I think we'll still be around, and just at the beginning of some really amazing things, we'll be a lot older,
uh-huh.
but we'll see a lot of young people who we know who will get to experience that. I mean, you know, the quantum jump into, you know, wormhole into another dimension universe. That makes sense to me. I understand that, you know, my body gets it, you know.
On the horizon. We've just scratched the surface of
yeah.
quantum physics and stuff. So once they start really working with that and understanding it, then all sorts of things are going to start happening. It's just going to be amazing, I believe.
I think also quantum physics also has... Yeah, there's a level of imagination, too. You have to have a level of imagination to study and to be involved in quantum physics. You have to go into parameters that you can't really, that defy physics. You know, you have to be able to see things with a different eye.
Yeah. Yeah, make possible the impossible.
Yeah, because that's all what it is. It's all about what? Observation, right? Observation in quantum
that's
physics
it, yeah.
changes a lot of things. So that's
sure.
That's the key, you know, in quantum physics is our observation of things change the reality in front of us.
That's it.
Just by the observation of it.
If you saw a blue house, would you say that house is blue, not knowing what's on the
right.
other side of the house?
I know what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying.
You know, only until you walk around the corner are you going to know that house is blue or white.
Right, it's like that, just because of the refracted light and how it hits things. You know, there
right.
used to be a time in humanity where the color blue and purple didn't exist. People didn't know what it looked like. They didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a documentary on Net Geo about that, you know, where certain colors weren't seen in the prism of colors. And so people started discovering and using lenses and different things. It's hard for me to think that people... There was no blue. I mean, there was blue, but no one knew it was blue, you know?
Right.
It didn't have
right.
a name, per se.
Uh-huh.
And I find that really, really fascinating. There's no blue, really?
I'm sure there's other, you know, hues, too, like ultraviolet. You know, it's just come around
right.
you know, the last 50 years that it's probably wowed a lot of people, ultraviolet, you know. What is that? Well,
mm-hmm.
it's a combination of
right.
red and purple, you know, bright red and bright, bright purple.
Yeah, I love this stuff.
We could talk about metaphysics forever.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, there's nothing new under the sun, like they say, or the stars and the moon. So I find it really fascinating.
Yes, it is. It is. So is there any callers out there?
No, but if you want to give me
okay.
a read, I'll take one.
Yeah, why don't I read for you? What'd you like to know about tonight, Piggy?
I just want to know, like, I have some ideas and some things that I would like to work on, some projects. I just want to see if it's now's the time, or maybe I should wait, or just
okay.
dive right in.
All right. I'm taking a breath or two here. Just give me a sec. Well, there's definitely a lot on your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The top quarter of the ball is all inclusions, and it's like split clear across. So you've got a lot on your brow, okay? And
mm-hmm.
keeping it all straight is a real – that's an exercise in itself, okay?
Right.
I see you leaning forward as you go, and you're carrying a star with you, okay? It's a six-pointed star, but it's not necessarily Jewish. Okay?
Okay,
and I also see a crescent moon with the points going left, so that's increase. And this is the moon, the six-pointed star, and you're carrying that along. And you're leaning forward into the future. Now the rest of the ball, I can see way down deep into it. It's almost crystal clear, other than wispiness and stuff like that way back in the background, which tells me it's just different veins of energy. Okay, that you're going to be exploring, get into. Some are high, some are low, some branch off suddenly. Others meander. It's kind of like the Mississippi River or the Amazon. You know, you got all these tributaries, and you're going to be going out, branching out. I see that coming up to you with you pretty soon, and taking all these things. So I would say if you're going to do some projects, keep them all straight in line. But now is the time to do it. You're walking right into it.
Okay.
And like I said, there's that crescent moon, okay, that's increase. So you're going to increase as you go ahead, and you're carrying that star with you.
Okay. I just got some things I want to get into.
Pardon me?
I said I got some things I want to work on and get into gear, so that's
yeah.
a good read. I like that. Thank you.
They're all in your mind, and it's just like I said, it's a matter of you keeping them all straight, that you're not causing yourself undue stress as you go along, because
right.
really there's nothing to obstruct you. You're sort of gliding through life. But you've got to, if you do five different things in your life, you should have five different folders.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like a
good
businessman
point.
Would say, okay,
sure.
let's understand what I'm doing here with the garden, okay? And you got your folder
right.
and you got all your receipts and stuff for your garden or whatever. And then you've got this area in your life and you go, okay, I'm going to get out this full folder and I'm going to do business in this folder and whatever. You see what I'm saying? That's how
sure,
you have
absolutely.
To keep your mind, okay? And if you want to do it in real life, by all means, it would help you organize.
All right.
So that you glide forward.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's
Would you like to take one more caller? One more caller, Gary?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's take one more caller, and this is probably the last one of the night. Here we go.
All right. Well, hello, caller.
Hello.
This is Siege. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Who am I talking to?
My name's Victoria.
Victoria?
Yes.
Okay, Victoria, where are you from?
Connecticut?
That's a nice state. I stayed a summer up in Connecticut. Nice neighborhoods. What can I do for you?
I was calling to ask about my love life. I just wanted to ask if you see Jeff coming back into my life.
Okay. Let me take a breath here. Okay. You say his name is Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. I think he will. here we have a person. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say he's a little disturbed about some things. He appears like he's angry. Does that sound like him?
Yeah, you know, a little bit. Yeah, you know, he's a nice guy, but I think he's gone through some things.
Yeah, he seems a little angry, okay, and mixed up, okay? And it's kind of difficult whether you're going to follow through with him. I do see another gentleman. He wears sunglasses, and he's standing off to the side. He's separate from this Jeff. I got the impression he almost like he's talking to him. He may even know him. But this guy is kind of clean cut. He's kind of like, you know, shortish hair a little bit. It's kind of thick but short. He's kind of cool. He's wearing sunglasses, and he's handsome. But he's looking at Jeff almost like he's having a conversation. And Jeff is sort of like, man, I don't know what my direction is. I'm pissed off at life. Things didn't work out. They're not going to work out. Kind of in a negative vein going with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, he's wanting to throw things over his shoulder, but he's having difficulty. What he does, instead of, you know, your negative traits, you throw in the past and you never look back. Well, he's throwing them out ahead of himself. He's almost like turning his back on life, and he's throwing these things over his back into the future.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, he's been.
Go ahead.
He's just really upset with, I think, his career. Like, that's always been something frustrating for him, that he always wanted to, like, grow in. And, you know, he actually even moved out to California to take a job promotion, which kind of impacted our relationship, me being in Connecticut.
Right.
But we stayed in touch for a while, but then this past December, we kind of just stopped talking, and it's sad because I just feel like I can't move past him, but
right.
I think...
If you want to reach out to him, I think your best advice is, if you do get a hold of him, is tell him, you know, hey, you need to tell yourself a new story. This old story isn't working for you. Tell yourself a new story and turn around and head into the right direction. If you really like that career, then by all means, you ought to really get into it. Okay? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He went out there for obviously a better opportunity for career. Do you feel like he made the right decision going out there?
Half and half. He's going forward, but he's throwing his negativity forward too. About not around you, it isn't what I thought it was going to be, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's going forward, but it's almost like he's a ghost to it all. It isn't satisfying. And your advice to him, I'm telling you, is to tell him, hey, you need to tell a new story, you know, so you can get your life turned around a little bit, instead of focusing on the past so much and how things aren't working out, how they are working out, how he really wants them to be. And then, once he does that, then I'm looking further into the ball, and it's crystal clear down in there. So if you do reach out to him and get him to talk to you, then that's what the message you need to convey to him. Pulling yourselves together as best you can might help. I know, like you said, he's in California, you're in Connecticut, and that's really a difficult situation there. That may pull you together a little bit. Maybe some things will come out of that. But be on the lookout for this other guy, because, like I say, he's kind of like waiting right beside him. In competition, or he knows him or something like that. And this guy's clean cut.
Yeah.
Okay, so
do you have a name or something at all?
Gosh, he almost looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger a little bit in the face, but I won't want to call him Arnold. it's something a little snappy, like Matt or Nick or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
And as far as Jeff, do you think he wants me to reach out to him?
You know, in desperation. He really could use somebody to talk to.
Yeah, so he wants
in desperation. So, I would say, go ahead. Try it. See what happens.
Okay.
All right.
But he's,
hope I helped you, Victoria.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you for calling in, and have a nice evening.
All right. We got about 10 seconds, so I guess we're going to be wrapping it up here shortly.
Yep. Tell everybody
out there,
catch www.shamanwitch.com, and I'll be glad to take your questions there and hook you up with an appointment.
All right. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate your time. And,
thank you, Iggy.
We'll see you next month. Hopefully, I see you before that. I always,
always
wonderful. Down. And be well, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace and love.